Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, and welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message, and today is Father's Day, Sunday, June 21st, 2009. So happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that are out there. Big ups to you guys. Big ups to my father, Mr. Thomas Taylor. Big ups to my father-in-law, Mr. Gerald Lucas. Big ups to each and every man for taking responsibility to be a father. You could be anywhere, but you've got a lot to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family. And I am joined by my co-host, Deanna Coles. Are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Trying to stay cool in this hot weather.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I am on location as we speak, and let's just say it is so humid down here. But you know what? I love heat, so you know it's all good. Marissa, are you there?
I'm finally here.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Good to have you. So how was everybody's week? Y'all ready to get this started?
Of course.
Ready to get going.
Yeah, definitely.
You know how I ask like two questions at the same time. How about that? But you know that's how we do. That's how we do. Folks, this week's special guest is Miss Layla Hathaway, Miss R&B, just phenomenal singer, phenomenal writer, phenomenal, just a great person. So many words that we could say for her, and she should be calling us here shortly within the hour. But you know how we do. We always give God the praise, because if it was not for him, it would not be. We wouldn't be here. So, you know, we always give him the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise. And we're going to kick things off this week with some Joshua's Troop with Everybody Clap Your Hands. So if you're feeling this joint, go ahead on Bob and clap your hands and do what you got to do. Give God some praise, because he is worthy. You've got it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family. Let's go.
Come on. Clap your hands.
We worship you, Lord.
Right. Everybody, come on.
Everybody,
just clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
My God.
Clap your hands.
My God.
Clap your hands.
Come on.
Clap. power to change it. So I have decided to let it go.
Right, you are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. It is the Tavares Taylor Show. Just got out of a nice set. Just heard from my girl, Miss Lisa McClendon, with Let Go. That's right, sometimes you got to let go and let God do it, because we don't have all the answers. Before that, we had Israel Halton with Just Wanna Say, and we kicked things off with Joshua's Troop, Everybody Clap Your Hands. Just wanted to get everybody pump, because we got Miss Layla Hathaway coming on the line real shortly. But you know, June is Black Music Month, and we here at the Tavares Taylor Show celebrate musical artists and groups who've made major contributions to music. This week we salute prolific singer and songwriter Angie Stone. Angie Stone, born Angela Laverne Brown, is an American R&B soul songwriter, singer, keyboardist, recording producer, and occasional actress. Stone, a native of Columbia, South Carolina, began singing gospel music at a young age. She has graced us with hits such as No More Rain in This Cloud, Every Day, the smash, recent smash Baby with Betty Wright, and who can forget the black male anthem Brother. We here at the Tavares Taylor Show salute the creative and versatile artistry of Angie Stone, this week's Black Music Month Artist of the Week. And for your chance to win a $50 iTunes gift card, we've got a Black Music Month trivia. And the question this week is, before launching a solo career, name one of the two groups that Angie Stone was a member of. The first person to email me at info@TavaresTaylor.com or hit me up in the chat at blogtalkradio.com/wowmedia wins a $50 iTunes gift card, which is brought to you by Edge IT Consulting. Be sure to include where you're from as well in the email. And ladies, no, you cannot. I know you probably know the answers, but as always,
I think
you know,
this is
hey. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm just saying, like, Tavares gave Angie Stone full government name, okay? That's what I'm saying, like.
Hey, well, you know, that's what you do with Google. Google nowadays is powerful, so, you know, it's good stuff.
Right.
It's good stuff. Well, you know, folks, what we do is we try to rep every city. We try to rep everywhere because we've got a pretty large audience, and we want to show some events and show some love for some of the events that are going on. So we have a segment that we called Soul in the City, and we've got a couple events going on in the cities that we'd like to let folks know about. Go ahead on, D-Codes.
All right. Well, the first event will be going down Wednesday, June the 24th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the One God, One Thought Center for Better Living in Baltimore, Maryland. The center presents an evening of possibilities with Dr. Iyanla Van Zandt, who will be discussing the topic Living in Challenging Times. She is an inspirational speaker, spiritual teacher, author, and TV personality, and I actually have a couple of her books that have got me through some things. So she is among the country's most 100 influential women and one of the most dynamic speakers in the United States. And for information on that event, the listeners can go to www.lightoftruthcenter.org. And the second event we have is the Hampton African American Festival, which will be going down Friday, June the 26th through Sunday, June the 28th at Mill Point Park in Hampton, Virginia. This is an outdoor, non-alcoholic, family-oriented event that features nonstop entertainment. Over 70 street market vendors will be on site selling authentic and original black art, artifacts, handmade crafts, and more. And all proceeds gathered will help support the Peninsula Association for Sickle Cell Anemia. And for more information on that event, the listeners can go to www.hampton.gov. So that's what's up. That's what's going down in the city.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Decos. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Sorry for that delay. Just a little technical difficulties, but you know what? We keep it rolling here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Today is Father's Day, and like we said, we want to grant and wish every father a very, very, very happy day. I hope that every day is going good for you, and we really appreciate it. And keeping in the spirit with Father's Day, we have an exceptional person who's going to be calling in real shortly. Her father, Mr. Donny Hathaway, one of my favorite songs is Someday We'll All Be Free. I listen to it all of the time. It's just something about the words that just transcend the passion, just everything. Folks, we have none other than R&B great icon, Miss Layla Hathaway on the line. Miss Layla, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you just fine. How are you?
Great. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to stop by the Tavares Taylor Show. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Ladies, you want to say hello to Miss Hathaway, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. We are excited. You know, we talk at the same time, say the same things.
That's all right.
Yeah, we are very big fans of your work, very big fans of your father's work. As a matter of fact, real quick, my wife and I, we danced the Better and Better at the wedding. That was our first song. So
lovely.
So,
that's nice to know.
Yeah, everybody, you know, who sang that song? Who sang that song? That's Layla Hathaway. Better and Better. Oh, I need to go get that.
Yes,
so,
tell them all.
Yeah, we definitely love that. Definitely love it. Well, real quick, we don't want to keep you because we know you got plenty of things to do for us. But before we get started, would you mind introducing yourself to the listening audience, please?
I'm Layla Hathaway, just like Tavares just said.
That is what's up. And folks, if you do not know, please check out her website at LaylaHathaway.com. She's a very, very, very gifted singer-songwriter. Just very gifted. Her words, the writing, and I know I've been reading a couple of, you know, bios and, you know, things that you're saying about your songwriting ability. And, you know, you're saying that it may not be where you want it to be, but I'm telling you, it is awesome. It's awesome. I often say...
It's always a work in progress is what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very, very thrilled with it. And just like your father, he had his words spoke to not only his generation but to future generations. I feel the same way for your stuff. I mean,
thank you so much.
Breathe, more, better and better. I mean, it just you pretty much all your albums. I mean, pretty much write, you know, a timeline of, you know. I'm personal, my life. I mean, I can say that. And
I
mean, not a problem. It's not a lot of artists who are out here in this game who can do that. I mean, you know, you can always talk about, you know, the guy on the street corner or whatever the case may be, but as far as substance-wise, you transcend that through your work. And, you know, it's just great. You know, we like I said, we're excited, and, you know, we don't want to just go on, because I can go on and on and on about your work.
Thank you.
Yeah, he'll forget all about us on the phone. He'll just continue to go on and on and on. Hold on, Laura.
That's it. Ladies, real quick, you got any questions for Ms. Hathaway?
I do. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Certainly can.
Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Speaking of, you know, keeping your music on a timeline where you can speak to the, you know, present generation as well as to the future generation, how do you stay true to your craft with an industry that's ever-changing and in a constant search for the next great thing?
Well, you know, the thing about the craft is what it is. The craft is separate and apart from the industry. So regardless of the industry, I'm a musician, so that's what I do. I don't have an issue doing what I do. The industry changes, and that's for people that are trying to fit into that, then I can see how that would be a problem. But for me, it's just really about saying what I'm supposed to say and being on that path of moving toward the music that I want to make. And that's how I just stay on my path. You know what I mean? I just know my lane.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? Okay.
Good stuff. Deanna, go ahead.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you sharing your gift with the world, but I'm also interested in artists who give back to the community and are involved in other things. So I know that you are a national ambassador for the Circle of Promise. And so
right.
If you could tell the listeners a little about that organization and what it's all about.
The Circle of Promise is part of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is to help fight and end breast cancer in our lifetime. So the Circle of Promise deals more directly with women of color, African-American women, because we are the first to die from this disease, and we are generally the last to be diagnosed. And so really it's about opening a dialogue with the sisters and making sure that you have your breast check and you tell your girlfriends to have their breast check. And something I just got involved with just in such a fortuitous way. It wasn't anything I was looking to get involved with, and it just happened upon me and fell in my lap, and some girlfriends I knew were dealing with some things, and I just lost a girlfriend a couple of weeks ago to breast cancer. And really, you don't have to die from breast cancer. You know what I mean? And so the Circle of Promise addresses all those things with women of color.
Right.
All right.
Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. Wow. I hate to change subjects, but because that was great. But let's talk about the latest CD, Self-Portrait. How'd you come up with the title, and would you consider this album to be your most personal out of all of the ones that you've done?
Yeah, I really would. I think that's where I came up with the title, because it really was a kind of a snapshot of my life over the last couple of years. All the songs, all the messages, everything is really the way that I wanted it, including like the art. Like, I kind of designed the way that the art looks and the font and the ideas, you know, for how I'm looking and how the thing feels when you look at it. And not a lot of people are reading CD booklets anymore because they're just getting
right.
it off the internet or whatever, but it was really important to me to make something that was complete and total, which was in my mind and in my spirit. And so that's why I call it a self-portrait. And I definitely think it is my most personal work. It's definitely the work that I've been the most involved with, for sure.
Right. Definitely. I know when Let Go came out. Matter of fact, I heard you were signed to Letticy. Y'all came to D.C. And definitely y'all did something just live, and it was something. Yeah, I loved it. Matter of fact, I went in the car, I was singing it all the way home. Me and my wife, I was Rasan, and she was Letticy, and
oh,
we just singing it.
We have a good time.
Definitely, definitely. And I remember you doing it live there, and we was like, man, I can't wait to see Port come. Can't wait to see do that live. But that was dope. It was dope. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna get into That Was Then, your current single that you got out now. And you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote with Rex Rideout and Sandra St. Victor. And it was really fun writing for this project because I was able to really just express myself and my ideas, and I surrounded myself with people that I really trust that really allowed me to be vulnerable, and I think that's really where great art comes from. So I hope that, you know, I have started getting close to what is really great. This is That Was Then.
Show me how.
That's right, folks. You are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. This is the Tavares Taylor Show, and we are joined on the line by Miss Layla Hathaway, the incomparable Miss Layla Hathaway. Layla.
Yeah.
Hey, you still
hear me?
There?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, man, we can hear you. That joint right there, Let Go, we love that joint right there.
Thank you.
Not a problem, not a problem. Now, do you feel a certain pressure to pass down your father's legacy to others with your music?
No, I don't. You know, and the only time it ever comes up is when I'm working. So it's one of those things, like, over the last 20 years being in this industry has become, it's kind of fun. It's really just when I'm, so in the same way that you are your father's son, your mother's son, your brother's brother, I just happen to be my father's daughter. So
right.
That's just part of it.
The part of Miami. That's what's up. That's what's up. How about the term neo soul and underground soul? How do you feel about those?
I have no feeling about those terms. It's, you know, I guess one thing about me is that I'm really, in terms of music, I have a very, I really do my own thing. So I don't really. I don't really associate with any terms, really.
Right.
Because I feel like it's, they're marketing terms. They're marketing terms. So as soon as somebody tried to market me like that or place me in a box or pigeonhole, then I rebel immediately.
Right. I feel you. Plus, like you said, categories, they only get you so far. Like what we try to do, we're trying to actually branch out from just being just black. You know, we want to play rock, we want to play jazz, we want to play country,
yeah.
We want to play a little bit of everything because you're only limited with just black. So
yeah,
yeah. So I feel
it's one of those things that's so huge that as soon as you start trying to categorize it, you really limit how bold it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who's to say that somebody that listens to an AC/DC record wouldn't listen to my record? You can't really say.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Really, you just, for me, it's all about, or at least it used to be about, when I bought a record, I would see who's playing on it and look at the art, see who the
right.
person was, and, you know, kids don't do that anymore.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Marissa, you got anything?
What is, as of right now, who's your favorite new up-and-coming artists now, like Keisha Cole's or someone like that?
I have no favorite up-and-coming artists. I have no favorites. I'm one of those people that doesn't have, like, a favorite color or favorite food or anything. I don't. It's hard. I mean, I don't hear anything really new that I like. Nothing really moves me. I like Tierra Sheard. I like Brandy.
Okay.
I like Spice. I like Estero. I like Marsha Ambrosius. I like Bele and Eric Roberson. I like, gosh, there's some stuff I like, but nothing is really killing me right now.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I do like? I do like Foreign Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I do like Messina. I like her a lot.
Okay. Foreign Exchange will be here next week, actually.
I was going to say that. They will be here next week.
Yeah, they were just here in L.A. last week, and I missed them, but I would like to see them. I like them.
Yeah, very, very, very. I love their lyrics, though, and I love the beats. It's a mixture of the two. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
Yeah, definitely their partnership is an excellent thing. You know, you have your DJ and producer, and then you have a great singer, so it works so well
right.
for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jazzanova, you know, I like
mm-hmm.
that, and Radiohead, I like that. So I like a lot of different stuff, a lot of which is not ever played on the radio, so.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds like
right.
me.
Yeah.
Right. But that's why we try to do what we do here, because we try to play each and every one of those people here on the Tavares Taylor Show, because, I mean, it's music that gets us going. I mean, I can be sitting at work, and I can listen to Rahsaan, or I can listen to Lettucey, and, you know, that bolt of, you know, energy that I need, boom, I just got it. Or, you know, listening
right.
to you or Cameron Corvey or just anybody. I mean, it's just, you know, this is music that you wish that everyone would hear on a regular basis beside of this
Absolutely.
Crap.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I said,
and
each and every...
Literally, just, to do this interview with you, I just left my session with Rahsaan. I'm going back in there when we finish, and the stuff he's writing right now and producing himself and playing on, you're going to be blown away.
Yes, yes, yeah, definitely, definitely. When he drops it, be sure to let us know, because we'll definitely hit it up and give him as much play and promo as we can here on the Tavares Show.
Absolutely.
So,
that's the great thing about the Internet, too, is that we can find music that we wouldn't normally hear on the radio, you know.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You did a spot for BETJ. And
right, for Soul
about,
Session.
Yes, yes, yes. And I wanted to say what you said was so true. I mean, I say it a lot. You used to go to a different city and hear a different sound all the time.
Right.
You know, you had a Chicago sound, you had had the Stepper set, and then you could go to North Carolina and hear a totally different sound. And
right.
I mean, it was Philadelphia, and you could hear just the different sound. And now
yeah.
you hear the same nine sounds and the same nine
yeah.
songs.
And the same nine personalities playing those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree so much. Well, we did a little medley of songs for you, and, just some of the favorites that we've got that we love here on the Tavares Taylor Show. And after we play this, then we're going to, get to the closeout, because I know you and Rahsaan working, and we're not trying to hold out because we want to copy that
Aww.
CD, too. So.
It's going to be hot. I'm also working on my new record, which I hope will be out by the end of the year.
Oh,
and I'm
no
trying to get him to I'm trading back and forth with him. I'll come work on his and he'll come work on mine.
That's what's
oh,
up. That's
nice.
If y'all want somebody to play the tambourine or come on play the washboard, y'all just let me know. Y'all let me know.
Yeah,
I can tap my foot.
You say you gonna come do the Tracy Partridge parts, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Need somebody to clap their hands or something. I'm dead.
Right on.
Let us get into this Layla Hathaway medley, and you are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio fam.
Thank you.
right, that's right. Little Layla Hathaway medley here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Just some of the things that we have here. Everybody, you there? Everybody, are you there? Layla,
you
good?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
You might hear a little noise right now because I am in the Guitar Center about to leave. I had to come here and pick up a little piece of gear. You hear all the musicians?
Yeah, I hear.
I was gonna say you can stay in there. We wanna be a part of it.
They're trying out all their guitars and keyboards and everything. Okay, now I'm walking out. Now I'm on Sunset Boulevard. Here you go. This is real life of a musician.
Hey, it's all good. You know, actually I was thinking that she was about to get ready to sing something. That's what I was gonna say.
Oh no. That was a nice medley, by the way. You took me through some songs that I had not heard in a long, long time. So that was cool.
Not a problem. Well, we have enjoyed you so much. Thank you so much once again for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And thank you for supporting music and supporting artists that are really trying to keep the legacy of music alive. It's not an easy road to toe. And when I turn on my radio every day, at some point, I am disappointed because
I agree.
Nobody is trying to be great anymore. Nobody is really reaching. And all the songs sound the same, and they all talking about the same thing. And they even got one called The Same Girl. So I appreciate you really trying to help musicians. It makes you kind of a surrogate musician in a way. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. And like I said, this is a platform for all musicians, artists who feel the same way. Just be sure to submit your music, and we'll definitely put you on blast here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Layla, real quick for your part, how can people get in contact with you? And
Well, it's very easy. I am extremely accessible. I'm on the web every day, about 1,000,004 times. You can reach me at my website, which is LaylaHathaway.com. And from there, if you Google me, you'll find me on Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and iMeme and Bebo and iLike and Friendster and LinkedIn, all of those networking sites. I'm there, and you can just search under my name, Layla Hathaway.
Gotcha.
But the first place to go would be my website. I like to think of my website as my home and all the other places as timeshares.
Right. That's what's up. Because you and I got something in common. We both are electronic lovers.
Indeed.
I love gadgets.
I'm trying to really, really, you know, yesterday, Rasan hit me up and he said, I got my new iPhone. I said, what? I could not be, because he's not really into gadgets.
Right.
And so, that Rasan has his iPhone before I do is just about to kill me.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and you are more than welcome anytime to come through the show and be a
so
part.
Much.
Not
thank
a problem.
You for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Take care, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, that was Layla Hathaway stopping by the Tavares Taylor Show. Just an exceptional person, just a great, phenomenal singer, songwriter, and musician. We were just honored to have her presence on the show. And ladies, y'all good?
We are good.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Be sure to check out Layla Hathaway at her website at LaylaHathaway.com. That's spelled LaylaHathaway.com. LaylaHathaway.com. Be sure to also add her as your friend on Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, all of those other good things, and go ahead on and start following her on Twitter. So be sure to check her out. She's a phenomenal person, singer-songwriter, and we love her here on the Tavares Taylor Show. We've got a couple more minutes. Well, actually, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to close out the show with some things that are coming up this week, some new music that's coming out with our segment that we call Soul Flavor in Your Ear. So, Marissa, you can take that away.
All right. Well, I'm going to be listing at least 4 new CD albums that will be coming out on June 23rd. The first one is going to be The Roots. They are coming out with their new LP called How I Got Over. So I know everybody definitely will want to cop that who are real true Roots fans, which
that's
I am for sure.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes. And they also coming out with a deluxe edition of the Hot Butter Soul CD from Isaac Hayes. And that's going to be rather interesting. They're giving you some extra tracks and remastering it and releasing it again. So everyone who are Isaac Hayes fans should be happy about that. Also, for Bob Marley fans, which I love Bob Marley, they have also come out with a new one called B is for Bob. And it's basically a compilation of all his old hits back in the days when he was jamming. And
right.
That will also be coming out on June 23rd. And last but not least, I had to leave this for the last but not least because we haven't heard from this guy in 19 years. And he is back on the scene with his new album called Honey, I'm Home, Albie Shore.
I'm
so excited about that. I'm so excited. And I overlooked one of my favorite artists. He came out with his album June 9th, and that is Mos Def. And if you have not seen him perform Quiet Dog on David Letterman, please Facebook, YouTube it, do whatever you need to do to get to it. It is the bomb. So I'm excited about all those. So those are the CD releases for this week.
That's what's up. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. And thank you to both of you ladies for a job well done. Thanks for so much, all you do. I couldn't make it by myself, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And be sure to hit us up and check us out online at TavarisTaylor.com. There you can get information as far as song playlists. You can order some of the music that you hear on this song, on the show. You can also check out the Empowerment Minute newsletter, which is a weekly newsletter that it motivates, inspires, it empowers. We've got wealth tips. We've got health tips. We also have motivation and history as well. Be sure to also check us out on our new home, which is iTunes. You can download archive episodes of the Tavarez Taylor Show. You can also check out our podcast that we've created, our mini mixes, all of those good things. You can just search us under podcast with Tavarez Taylor. Also, if you are an aspiring artist, musician, and you want your music heard on our show or any of the other shows that we have with our affiliate, wowuradio.net, be sure to email us at info@TavarezTaylor.com. Also, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Tavarez Taylor. Just do a search or check out the website, Tavarez.Taylor.com, and it'll take you there. Real quick, the winner of the $50 gift card for our Black Music Month trivia, before launching a solo career, named one of two of the groups that Andy Stone was a member of. First group is Vertical Hold, which was an R&B group, and the other one was the hip-hop trio, The Sequence. And my man Carlos from Charleston, South Carolina, is the winner of that of this week's iTunes gift card. So thanks so much. Congratulations. Thank you so much for listening. And, maybe next week you too can be a winner if you keep it locked to the Tavarez Taylor Show, as The Foreign Exchange and Carol Riddick, that's right, will be guests on the show. Ladies, you got any final words?
You know, until next time, let the music inspire you.
For sure. How about you, Deco?
She is always so profound. I just definitely want to say to the listeners, all of the fathers out there, Happy Father's Day. I'm actually just really blessed that my daughter was able to spend time with her father today. So that's what's up. That's all I have to say.
That's what's up. Thank you so much to everybody who's been a listener of the show. Remember, the change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. We're going to leave you with some more Layla Hathaway. This is off of her latest project, Self-Portrait, and the name of this is Breathe. You've been listening to the Tavarez Taylor Show. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Peace. Just breathe. Just breathe. Somebody breathe.
nothing but